Hi, I'm Amy Halloran, Food Security Manager at Unity House. I'm here with another food diary to chat a little bit about the food environment in Troy, New York. Right now, it's the beginning of the year, and a lot of people are thinking about their waistlines and how to have better eating habits. I want you to pull the lens back a bit and think about the food environment in another way. Not your personal responsibility, but our social responsibility to have a better eating pattern for everyone. I think that there is a right to food and that we all should have a good access to healthy, nutritious food. That's essentially what food security is, getting enough food to meet your daily requirements in a culturally appropriate way. We don't have a right to food in our country. We supposedly have a right to education and right to clean water, but those are a little threatened as well. I think that in considering food, we will see that it's not personal responsibility so much as individual awareness of the greater food system and how we all fit into it. The food system is giant and we are small. So instead of worrying about your calorie intake, worry about your energy and the energy that you have to help other people. How can you make things better? Can you maybe volunteer at a soup kitchen or a food pantry? Do you want to start a cooking club with your neighbors? Maybe get together and make dinner for everyone? Maybe there are other food solutions you can find, like volunteering for some of the many organizations that are doing great food justice work in the Capital District, such as the Regional Food Bank, the food pantries of the Capital District, Soul Fire Farm, all doing some of the heavy lifting that we have to do to feed each other. This has been Amy Halloran chatting with you about food and the food environment. Don't blame yourself for all the cookies in the universe and eating them. Think instead about why the food industry got so big, and how we can dial it down to size and feed our neighbors.